WRQX Washington, now with DMV Spotlight.
Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful organizations in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia that are doing great things. And this morning on the line, our guest is Heather Takeuchi. She is the events assistant at the Humane Society of Charles County. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining us on DMV Spotlight this morning. And could you break it down for everyone? Tell everyone a little bit about the Humane Society of Charles County, what you do.
Okay, yeah. We are located in Waldorf, Maryland, and we are a nonprofit shelter, so we do run off of donations and grants. We take in about 4,000 animals a year here, and we adopt animals out, and we use rescues. We also have a clinic here, a spay and neuter clinic, that we spay and neuter our own animals at, and we also are open to the public to spay and neuter their animals as well at a lower cost. And so we are able to vet a lot of our animals here as well, as much as we can. And we do sometimes have to, you know, if an animal comes up to us sick or injured and we can't help them here at our clinic, we do have another vet that assists us as well. And we are just here to help the animals and help the animals in our community.
Oh, that is awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County, Heather Takeuchi. And we're talking about the Humane Society. And how long has the Humane Society of Charles County been in existence?
Yeah, we've actually been in existence since 1978.
Oh, wow.
We started out as a small group of people. And what we used to do was chase the animal control truck, because at the time, animal control would take animals that were sick or injured, and they would sit at the government facility for 72 hours. And if nobody had claimed them, they were then euthanized. So our job was to get those sick or injured animals that were at animal control and get them better and get them adopted. And we have grown leaps and
weeknights at midnight on Fox 5.
Wow.
In fact, now any sick or injured stray legally is comes to us.
Oh, that's great.
To Charles County Community. But yeah. Yeah, so that was how we started, was to help them out, and we have, like I said, evolved. We have our own humane education department. We have 5 wonderful ladies that go out in the community and educate mostly kids, but teenagers and adults as well, about caring for animals, both domestic and wild. And they reach thousands of kids every single year.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line today is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County, Heather Takeuchi. And we're just talking about some of the great things that the Humane Society does. And we were talking about when it started. And so it's been over 30 years in existence in Charles County, mm-hmm. doing great things. And you have events. Now, I just remember when I was a kid, you know, our school used to take us to Humane Society for field trips so we could learn more about it. So you were touching on some of the different things that some of the staff there do as far as in the community. But are there special events and things that happen at the Humane Society itself?
Absolutely, yeah. We have camps for kids in the summer. We do have camps all throughout the summer. And just this past summer, they extended them to all day long. So we have kids here all day,
wow.
every week during the summer, just about every week during the summer. We have birthday parties here. We have tours here. We also have what's called a junior volunteer orientation for all of those under 18. They have to do an orientation before they volunteer with us, but we love having them volunteer with us. And in the orientation, we kind of go over what we do, why we do it, what's done on a daily basis. We take them on a tour, and we actually go out to schools as well, and our educators educate children in schools about taking care of animals as well, yeah.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County, Heather Takeuchi. And we're just talking about some of the great things that the Humane Society does. And they have birthday parties now. That is awesome. That
mm-hmm,
is.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of fun, too.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. What takes place at a birthday party? I mean, is there a certain area? Do they have cake and ice cream, or you just go around and play? How does that work?
Well, actually, we do have a separate room in the back. It's a human education room. It's a pretty big room. And our human educators, they have all different crafts and games for the kids
okay.
to do. And the kids do get a tour as well. And they do get to interact with the animals. So there is, they do a lot of really, really fun things back there for them.
Wow, yeah. That is awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County, Heather Takeuchi. And we're just talking about some of the great things that the Humane Society of Charles County does. And it's really great to just see, you know, the education portion as far as, you know, educating the youth and the volunteer. And if we have anyone listening and they'd like to find out more information about the different programs that you offer at the Humane Society, do you have a website or phone number that they could call?
Yeah, we actually have both. Our website is www.humanesocietycc.org. And our main phone number is 301-645-8181. And we also do have a general email that people can email, and that is info@humanesocietycc.org.
Okay. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. This is DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County, Heather Takeuchi. And we're just talking about some of the great things that the Humane Society does. And can you just dispel some of the myths? Are there myths out there about the Humane Society that a lot of people think? Because I know it's different from animal control. I know one is that it's fully funded by donations and grants, correct? Mm-hmm. And as far as volunteers, if someone's listening, is there a training that volunteers have to go through, or can they just say, I want to volunteer 2 times a week?
Well, if you're over 18, you can volunteer. There is no orientation. The orientation is mostly for the younger ones. And it is because they are younger, they are under 18, just to give them an idea of what we do around here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're an adult, we ask that every adult and every junior volunteer fill out a form. It's a packet that they fill out with their information. We keep that on file here. But other than that, once the juniors go through, like under 18, go through the orientation, they are free to sign up for shifts and volunteer. And the adults, they can come. We've had adult volunteers show up and say, I have an hour. What do you need me to do? And we put them to work. So there is a lot that goes on here every single day. We go through a lot of laundry. We go through a lot of newspaper for our kitty. We go through a lot of dishes for our dogs and our cats. So there is always stuff to be done around here with this many animals. We have a lot to do on a daily basis.
Right. If you're just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County, Heather Takeuchi. Now, at the Humane Society, do you just keep cats and dogs, or you keep all animals? What type of animals do you keep?
Oh, no, all domesticated animals. So we've had fish, we've had lizards, guinea pigs, rabbits, gerbils, rats, mice, hamsters. We even had a tarantula.
Wow.
So we take any domesticated. Now, we can't take, like, horses. We don't have, you know, obviously we don't have a barn. And we can't take, like, we take turtles, but only domesticated turtles.
Okay.
Turtles in the wild. But other than that, we even had chickens before.
Wow.
And thankfully, one of our employees works on a farm, and she was able to home them.
Okay. Because I can imagine a chicken. And I didn't know that as far as, you know, taking fish. So people who are listening, how does it normally happen? You know, they say, I can't take care of this anymore.
Yeah.
And now, is there a process that people have to go through? Because I know sometimes people get into situations where if they move to a place and they can't accept dogs or things of that nature.
Yeah. Well, we are open admittance, which means if it's a domesticated animal, we will take them. We do not turn animals away. And people just come in. We have a separate room to have admissions in. Sometimes it does get emotional in certain situations, so we do not have it out to the public that, you know, people giving up pets, and also strays as well. All of our admittance is done in a closed room. And there's some paperwork to fill out. And then they hand the animal over, whether it's a stray or an owner surrender. And we have room for them here. As far as, like, fish and guinea pigs and gerbils and stuff like that, normally people bring them in with like a fish tank, you know, and we do have supplies on hand,
okay,
that, you know, just in case. And if we do not have it on hand, then we go get what we need in order to make that animal happy while it's while it's in our care.
Wow, that is awesome. If you are just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Heather Takeuchi. She is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County. And we're just talking about not only the programs, but, you know, just the different things that go on at the Humane Society. Now, as far as people adopting dogs and cats and different domesticated animals that you have there, what is the procedure for that?
Well, they come in here and they look, and if they see, the dogs and cats are a little bit different. So let's start with the cats.
Okay.
All of the cats on our floor, on our adoption floor, are ready to go. They are spayed or neutered. They are updated on the shots. They are microchipped. And that's all part of the adoption fee. So if someone comes in and sees a cat that they like that day, that cat is ready to go that day home. We do have an application that people fill out. We ask that if you rent, we do need some proof that you are allowed to own an animal, whether it be a cat or a rodent or a dog. We need proof that your landlord or management company or whatever is okay that you bring this animal to the house. Likewise, if younger people live with their parents, we have to ask the parents' permission, basically the owner of the building or the house. And the cat is ready to go that day. And we do, with dogs and cats, we do hand out an information packet, and we go over the packet with the new adopter over things such as declawing for cats or leaving animals in hot cars, you know, what to do and what not to do. We encourage people not to declaw their cats because it is painful for the cat and can cause some damage. And likewise, obviously, hot cars, you know, not to leave animals in there. And so we go over that information in those adoption packets before the adoption goes through.
Okay.
Now, for dogs, it's a little bit different. Some of the dogs on our floor are not fixed yet, but it is part of the adoption fee to get them fixed. So if you come in and you see a dog that you like, you fill out the application. If you have other dogs, we do require a meet and greet be done on our premises. Our premises is considered neutral because it's not anybody's territory.
Okay.
And our staff members do the meet and greet.
Okay.
So our staff member will hold our dog and the potential adopter will hold their dogs, and we do a pretty extensive meet and greet to make sure everything is okay.
Okay.
Obviously, things can happen once they do get into their home, but we're just seeing if we see any, you know, aggression right from the start, things that just would make us kind of put up a red flag
right,
as far as the relationship between the two dogs. Same thing with dogs. If you rent, we do require, you know, permission, especially if we have a lot of pit bulls here, especially with breed restrictions. We
okay.
have to make sure of that as well. And then once the dog, if the dog is not fixed yet, we do what's called a foster to adopt. So the new owner can take the animal home. The animal is not considered theirs yet. If the contract that still says that the animal belongs to us.
Okay.
But before they leave, they make an appointment to get the animal spayed or neutered. Then, okay. So this opens up a run for another dog to come in.
Right.
Instead of keeping the dog here until we can get an appointment. Then once the dog is spayed or neutered, they sign a different contract, basically saying the dog is then theirs and it's a straight out adoption.
Wow.
But like I said, that same neutering that is part of the adoption fee, okay. that is not an extra.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Heather Takeuchi. She is the events assistant at the Humane Society of Charles County. And we're just talking about not only the different services and programs that are offered at the Humane Society, but also the adoption process. And we spoke about the cats and the dogs, but what about the other different animals that you have, like the fish and the lizards and the things like that?
Yeah. Theirs is simpler. They fill out an application, and then basically, you know, we check to make sure animals are okay at,
right.
at the house, and they can take them.
Wow.
It's pretty simple with them. Yeah.
Now, is there any time when you have to decline someone from, you know, getting a dog that you've had to block an adoption?
Yeah, I mean, it's happened. Probably you name it, it's happened with us here.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've called landlord places where the people didn't realize that they weren't allowed to have dogs.
Oh.
In the office. And, you know, parents called and they say, no, they can't have it. Meet and greets that do not go well.
Okay.
And sometimes the adopters really want it to go well, and we do too, but we also can't risk having a huge dog fight go on. And so we encourage them to look at other dogs. Just because one dog doesn't get along with another dog does not mean that, you know, it's like people.
Right.
don't get along, and some dogs just don't get along. So we say, why don't you look and see if there's another dog that might work out? But yeah, unfortunately, it does happen, but we have to look out for the best interests of our animals here.
Okay, I understand that. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line this morning is Heather Takeuchi. She is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County, and we're just talking about the adoption process. And if you are listening and you'd like to find out more, you're interested in adopting an animal, or perhaps you're in a situation where you may have to surrender your pet, you can find out all the information on the website, and you can also call them as well.
Yes, the website is www.humanesocietycc.org, and our phone number is 301-645-8181, and we are also on Facebook as well if you search the Humane Society of Charles County.
Okay, all right. And I just wanted to touch, what is the adoption fee for your animals there, for your dogs and cats? And
okay, so for adult dogs, it's $95, and for puppies, which means under 4 months, or dogs under 20 pounds, it's $200. For cats, it's $65, adult cats. For kittens, it is $95. And all of that includes them being spayed or neutered, up-to-date on shots, which includes a rabies shot. They're tested. Dogs are tested for heartworms. Cats are tested for feline leukemia. And it also is, their microchip is involved, is included in that as well.
Oh, wow.
So it is really, it's a good deal for the amount that you get for that. Now, for the smaller animals, it just depends. They all have different prices.
Okay, that's fine.
Depending on not the hamster or bunny or a ferret or anything like that.
Right, yeah. Right. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line this morning is Heather Takeuchi. She is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County. And we're just talking about the adoption process. If you are listening and you're thinking about getting a dog, one of the things that I used to like to do when I was younger is I used to always like to just visit the Humane Society on the weekends. I remember my parents used to just take me there because I wasn't able to get a dog at that time. But, I used to always just go in there. It was like a field trip every week, after getting ice cream or whatever. We'd be like, okay, can I go to the Humane Society? So it's a wonderful way for, even if you're not where you live, you're not able to have a dog, just to go and visit.
Absolutely. We have people that do that a lot. Especially the kids, they might not be able to have a dog for various reasons. And just coming and walking dogs and playing with cats with their parents is great. And it's great for dogs and cats, too. So just coming in and socializing with our cats in the cat room can do wonders. I've seen cats come in here that are shy and scared and might not really want public attention. And then as they're here longer and they get the attention from the public, I see them come out of their shell and I see them actually change. We have part of our cat room is called a free-roaming cat room, and the doors are remain closed, and it's all glass, so you can see through. Mm-hmm. But we open the cage doors so the cats can roam around during the day.
Wow.
And it's really, really great for them to get the socialization from being around other cats and also people that come through.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line is Heather Takeuchi. She is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County. We're just talking about some of the wonderful things at the Humane Society. I learned so much today. I didn't know that you accepted fish. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. So that is awesome to hear today. And I know as far as keeping the animals that you have there, is there a time limit or do you just keep them as long as there's space? How does that work?
What we do is actually we do transfer to our government facility a few times a week. And our animals don't really have a time so much. Once we decide to keep an animal, we pretty much keep it until it's adopted.
Okay.
We had a cat. There was one cat. She was adopted a few months ago. I think we had him for 2 years.
Wow.
Unfortunately, we can't keep all of our animals. Like I said, we get in about 4,000 a year. And I would love that we'd be able to keep all of them, but we can't. We do have to transfer some to the government facility, which is only about 20 minutes away. But, like I said, and dogs, too. Once we decide we're going to keep a dog, we keep it until it's adopted. We also have a pretty big foster group for dogs, and we're getting a foster group for cats together. So we have a lot. The dogs you see here, we also have a lot of people's homes that are still for adoption, and basically they're making runs available here for other dogs while these dogs are in people's homes. And our fosters work with their dogs to get them more adoptable if they have any, sort of issues going on. they can work with them. They take them to adoption events. And in our lobby, we actually have a board that has the dogs in foster with their picture and a little description. Wow. So the public can see those dogs. And if they're interested, we put them in touch with their foster.
Wow. That is, I never knew that there were foster families for animals. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Yeah. So again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest this morning is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County, Heather Takeuchi. And you just brought up the foster family. So is there a process that someone goes through? Now, I think that's so awesome. So you can have more room in the Humane Society. But as far as the attachment with the foster family, does that pose any stress on the animal, or is it good for the animal just to be in a house?
It's good for the animal to be in the house. Very stressful for animals in shelters here, and some deal with it better than others.
Okay.
Some in the runs don't go very well at all, but once you get them out, it's like a different dog.
Okay.
So we do have an application that someone has to fill out to be a foster here. And we do have a foster coordinator that looks over that application and will contact the potential foster and talk to them about fostering. If that foster has any dogs, like an adopter, we do require an agreement with their dogs and the potential foster. And sometimes we've had people that take a foster and they can't even make it to their car. Someone sees them and wants the dog and their dog is right there.
Wow.
And we've had others that have dogs. I think the record was like 10 months before the dog was adopted.
Wow.
So fosters are great, and our foster group has grown a lot. It's wonderful for the animal. They get to live in a home, and there is attachment that goes on. I mean, I fostered animals and I'll cry afterwards.
Right.
But I know that they're in a good home, and I know it's for the best. And I have enough of my own animals that it's okay.
Right.
So, yeah.
Which makes sense. And if you're listening and you'd like to find out more about being a foster family for a pet or the adoption process, or if you'd like to just find out more information about the great things that are going on at the Humane Society of Charles County, you can definitely go find out all the information. They have the social media websites as well as their own website.
Our website is www.humanesocietycc.org. Our phone number is 301-645-8181. Our general email is info@humanesocietycc.org. And you can find us on Facebook. Just search the Humane Society of Charles County.
Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest this morning is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County, Heather Takeuchi. And we talked about the adoption process and, you know, the different programs that are offered there. But I know you're just keeping all of the animals, the things that you need. And what is the process as far as donating items? What items do you look for?
Well, people come by a lot and donate stuff. And we really appreciate that. Blankets. Not fitted sheets, because dogs can get caught in the corners. But normal sheets, towels, we go through a lot of towels, washcloth, hand towels, newspaper, litter, food for any animals. But, you know, we use wet food here, we use dry food. We use puppy food, dog food, kitten food, cat food, rabbit food, guinea pig food, all of that. I mean, we're not picky on the food brand. You know, we take whatever comes through. As long as it's not expired, we will give it to our animals. We also cleaning products. We clean all the time. So cleaning products, laundry detergent, we do our own laundry here, soap for washing the dishes. I like to tell people we take anything but pillowcases because cats can get caught in them, fitted sheets because dogs can get caught in the corners, and human clothing because we really have no need for it.
Right. No sweaters and t-shirts.
Yeah. But other than that, we take toys, leashes, collars, carriers, crate, basically anything relating to dogs and cats and guinea pigs and anything. We will take it and we will put it to good use.
Now, do you have to make an appointment to drop it off, or if someone has it, they can just drop it off and that's it?
We prefer when we're open to the public that people come by, because we can give them a tax receipt.
Okay.
And our hours are Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 11 to 6. And then Thursdays and Fridays are our late days. We're open from 1 to 8. On Mondays, we are closed to the public. People are still here, obviously, because we need to. I mean, people are here on Christmas to help, you know, we have to take care of the animals. And we've showed up some days and people will leave stuff just outside our door, which is great. Since we don't know, we can't give a tax receipt at that point. But any donations that come in, we can give you a tax receipt right then and there.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. And all the information is listed on the website as well, as far as the things that you accept and donations.
Yes.
Okay. And the website address again?
www.humanesocietycc.org.
All right. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line this morning is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County, Heather Takeuchi. And we've been talking about all the great things that go on at the Humane Society, from the programs, the birthday parties, and even the adoption process. And like we spoke on before, that this is an organization that runs totally off of donations. And the Humane Society has an event that's coming up that we're going to talk about now. The Top Dog fundraiser event. Now, please let everybody know about that.
Yes, this is going to be February 27th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Waldorf JC's. This is an annual event. And this is actually kind of like our black tie event. You know, it's more dressed up. We actually don't bring pets to this event. This might be, this is one of two events, actually. Pets don't come to this, but it is all for the pets. We have every year, we have Elvis come, and if you're and Elvis will be there. Johnny Seaton will be playing him. We have a final auction going on through the entire event, and then we do have a live auction of some pretty awesome items that we will be auctioning off. And then we do, when Johnny takes his break, of course, we do have, you know, some music going on. We have a wonderful dinner there. And then we have been doing a raffle for a 2015 Ford Mustang.
Wow.
And it ends that night. So the winner will be announced that night at the Top Dog event. We do not need to be there to win the raffle, but we are going to announce the winner that night at the Top Dog event. Tickets are $60, and you can buy them off our website, www.humanesocietycc.org. There's a little link on there to buy them. You can always come to the shelter. We do have them at the shelter, and this is all for the animals. And it's just, it's a really fun night. It's fun to see everybody dressed up and, you know, like our little more formal event that we have going on. It's really a good time.
Wow. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line is Heather Takeuchi. She is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County. And we're talking about their big event that is coming up next Sunday. It's the Top Dog fundraiser. Now, you said this goes on every year. Now, what time does it start and what takes place?
Well, doors open at 6:45. Seating does take a little bit of time because we do assign people to tables, and then people want to sit together, obviously. We have big round tables where people sit. Around 7:30 is when dinner is served, and then around 8:30 is when Elvis starts performing.
Okay.
And he does his first performance around 9:15. We're going to have our live auction. And then depending how long that takes, Elvis will perform again after the live auction. And then around 10:15, we're going to draw for the Mustang winner. And then around 10:30, the silent auction closes, and people, you know, people that won the silent auction can, you know, can get their items that they won and pay for them. And then at 11 o'clock, the event ends. So it's pretty much a night of a lot, and it's a night of fun.
Exactly. And you had mentioned before that the winner of the Mustang doesn't have to be there. So I'm interpreting that as people can buy raffle tickets and things, but they don't necessarily have to come to the event. They can still support the event without actually physically being there?
For the raffle, yes. I mean, we've had people buy raffle tickets from New Jersey and Florida and I think Ohio. So yeah, the raffle, it just happens that we're ending the raffle that night at the Top Dog event, and we're announcing the winner. It would be nice. It would be cool if the winner's there.
Right.
I'd love to see the person's expression, but.
As far as the Top Dog fundraiser event, is this like one of the biggest events where you raise the most money for the Humane Society throughout the year?
Yeah.
Wow. So this is a really big event. And if you are interested in going, the tickets are available now. Now, is there a deadline to buy your tickets?
As long as we don't sell out, it's up until the day of.
Okay.
Obviously, the room has a capacity. If we reach it, you know, we can't go past it. But we will sell night of.
All right. Again, if you were just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line this morning is Heather Takeuchi. She is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County. And we're talking about the big Top Dog fundraiser event.
It's taking place the 27th of February at the Waldorf JC's. It is from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tickets are $60. They can be bought at the shelter, or they can be bought on our website, which is www.humanesociety.com. www.humanesociety.org.
I just want to thank you, Heather, for taking time out today and speaking with us about the Humane Society of Charles County and the wonderful things that are going on there, especially the Top Dog fundraiser event that's coming up this week. And is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about the Humane Society of Charles County?
Just that we love our supporters. They really, it's what keeps us going, and we couldn't do it without them. So really, thank you to all of them, and we hope they continue to support us.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line this morning is Heather Takeuchi. She is the events assistant for the Humane Society of Charles County. And again, I just want to thank you so much, Heather, for taking time out and joining us today with DMV Spotlight.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right. And that's going to do it for this morning's edition of DMV Spotlight right here on DC's 107.3. My name is Kokalani, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. And as always, if you are part of a wonderful organization that's doing great things in DC, Maryland, or Virginia, and you'd like to be featured on DMV Spotlight, please, when you get a second, go to our website, dc's1073.com, and click on the link that says DMV Spotlight, and there you can contact us, send us all the information about your organization, and we can get you featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.